to the Bald Faced Troop with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, this radio show broadcasts statewide, so people in Southern Oregon, Central Oregon, the Oregon coast, certainly up into Portland, Eugene, state capital in Salem, all tuned in to this interview is University of Oregon big guy Nathan Biddle, known as the Alligator. Why is he known as the Alligator? If nothing else in this interview, I need to know why they call him the Alligator. Nate Biddle, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. All right. Tell me, let's unpack this Alligator thing. Where'd it start?
Yeah, definitely. So AAU, the guy that kind of ran my AAU program, kind of had an animal nickname for everybody, and he started calling me the Alligator from blocking shots and stuff. He said that I used to block the shots, like how an alligator chomps down on kind of animals and stuff like that, which kind of didn't make sense to me at the time. You know, it's just kind of stuck over the years as a nickname, and it still sticks, so.
I love it. All right, you're right off the practice court, and, you know, you guys, you were traveling in the last week or so. You know, how is Coach Altman managing your practice time? Are you scaling back a little bit? Same old? What's the rhythm?
You know, it's kind of the same old. You know, we get it off day every once in a while, but for the most part, we're in the gym working out, doing our practices and stuff, and kind of just getting prepared for every opponent that we play.
Give us an idea, because, you know, you get a chance to play at some new places. You had this great win against Penn State, and, you know, you guys went on the road really for the first time in a Big Ten road trip. But what has that been like for you to get into some new gyms and see some new competition?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely good, kind of traveling, seeing what other arenas and stuff like that are like and other fan bases. You know, Big Ten is they got a lot of good fans, a lot of people that show out to their games and support, you know, teams when they're at home. And it's just been a good time, good environment, great arenas to play in and stuff like that. And, you know, the opponents, it's fun playing some new people outside of the Pac-12, so I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, you guys went on the road, so you're at Ohio State and then Penn State. And classes started, right? I mean, did you guys miss the first week of classes, or how does that work?
Yeah, so first week was that week that we traveled, but we have academic advisors and stuff that travel with us, so on the road we can do our homework and get everything done. It's nice definitely having the people that we need to have on the road trips to help us with our schoolwork and you know, make sure we're on the right path to getting past our classes and, you know, graduating, so...
Give me one class Nate Biddle's taken this term.
I'm in some sociology class. I got to take it for my degree, so it's a kind of a difficult class. You know, a lot of schoolwork, but it's all good. Right now, I got an A in there right now, so I'm trying to maintain that. You know, past the first week, but.
I was talking to Dylan Gabriel, and I think he was taking a yoga class, and I think it might have been an online yoga class. And so that's real school, Nate Biddle, that you're taking. I applaud you. You actually are a student. You know, look, you in Oregon high school history, I think you set a state record. You blocked 10 shots in an OSAA playoff game in the state tournament. What is that like what is that like when you have a night where you're just – dominating, changing shots, you know, blocking 10 shots into the fourth row? Like, you know, what is that feeling like as a big guy?
I mean, you know, it just feels great. You know, my teammates, everything like that, love it. The fans love it. I mean, it's a great feeling and stuff, but, you know, it's just to help my team win. You know, I'm a big team player. I want to see guys on my team succeed. I like winning. And that kind of just all goes back into one thing, whatever I got to do to help my team win.
Yeah, you know, you grew up in Central Point, and that's where you start in high school. You're at Crater, and, you know, it's a smaller school, and you end up at Prolific Prep. You went to Napa in California. What did you get out of that experience at Prolific Prep?
Yeah, you know, growing up in a small town down there in Southern Oregon, there's not a lot of big competition. You know, other guys that are big time too, that are, you know, playing. But it was nice to go down there to Napa, California, to Prolific Prep. It was a fun time down there. I got to spend a year down there Had some really good teammates. A bunch of my teammates went on to play at some big schools too. Aden Bona down at UCLA. Now plays, I think, for Detroit. We got Muhammad Gay. He went to Washington State.
Yep.
And then now he's, I think he's with the Hawks. And, you know, it was just fun kind of playing with some other guys that were really good. And the competition we played was just way different than what you see in Southern Oregon. You know, we're traveling to Arizona. We were traveling, you know, all over the country playing other top teams in the country, which was just something that I think was good for me just before I went off to college.
Give me an idea, because I know that, you know, playing club basketball, you get to see other guys, and State of Oregon has developed some great players, including, you know, one of your teammates, Jackson Shellstad, and there's yeah. some history with Kevin Love and Kyle Singler and certainly Peyton Pritchard. But, you know, how important is that for your confidence when you get outside of the small pond and you look around and you're like, I can hold my own with anyone in the country?
Yeah, you know, it builds a lot of confidence just knowing – that, yeah, I'm from a small town, but I'm out here playing against these guys that are from big cities and have had a lot of experience playing against other better guys. You know, just being able to hold your own can show people what you do.
Nate Biddle with us, the Alligator, Oregon big guy. You know, I know, you know, injuries have been a thing for you. I'm knocking on wood as I ask this question, but, you know, how healthy are you? How are you feeling?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% healthy right now. I'm feeling really good. Just glad that, you know, I'm here to help my team win this year. And, you know, I was kind of down and out of it last year, you know, when my team went to March Madness and stuff. I wanted to be there to help them and do whatever I could to, you know, advance and go on. But ultimately, you know, I had to take some time. I was sick. I was I had a broken wrist. I was kind of just, you know, mentally and physically not well. But, you know, going into this season, I had got right. And, you know, I can pray to be better right now. I'm feeling great. I'm just ready for this next game.
In Fale Dante, you had him as a teammate. You know, was he helpful to you? Did you learn from him?
Yeah, definitely. Like, Dante was just a big inside physical presence, you know, on offense and defense. And he was older than me. He's been here around a lot longer than I have here in Eugene. So just learning from him, you know, little things, like not even on the basketball court, the way he does recovery, the way he works out with weights, you know, just taking care of his body, definitely showed me a lot.
Nate Biddle with us. Jackson Shellstad, who I mentioned, fantastic talent. It's just been fun to watch him grow. What is he like in that locker room? What is he like, you know, away from the court in practices?
Yeah, you know, Jackson, I love Jackson. You know, I've known about him for a while, even before he came up here to the University of Oregon, you know, just both being from Oregon and kind of the top guys in Oregon. I've always watched his game. I've always loved his game. But Jackson, he's funny. He's a little quiet kid sometimes, but he's a great kid. You know, growing up there in Portland, I know his parents and everything like that. They're great people. So it doesn't surprise me, you know, Jackson is here and succeeding and you know, just having fun with all of us as his teammates.
You guys are obviously now in Big Ten play, and, you know, it'll be a matchup, you know, against Purdue on Saturday. You know, two ranked teams going at it. You know, it's not Purdue with Zach Edey, but, you know, you have an opportunity to be a difference maker in a game like that. And then next Tuesday it'll be Washington at home. So you have two home games in a row. What's that like for you, Nate? Like to be in front of a home crowd, back on campus. You've got class this week. You know, does it feel normal again?
Yeah, it definitely feels normal. You know, for all the games and stuff, I got all my family from down there in Southern Oregon. They always drive up to make the home games. You know, my parents, my grandparents, I got, you know, cousins, friends, all that type of stuff that come up here and support while we play at home. You know, we got a big game coming up, and it's just another game that you got to be locked in for. You know, with Big Ten play, everybody's good. So everyone's just got to stay locked in. And, you know, the fans definitely do a good job of helping us at home, just, you know, with the environment, the way the game goes. When the fans get into it, you know, it boosts everybody's confidence. So, yeah, it's just another game that we got to get ready for and, you know, go out there and prepare ourselves to win.
Do you have animals? Are you a dog guy, a cat guy, or is it too much with basketball going on?
Nah, I got a dog.
What kind of dog? What are we talking about here?
It's funny because I'm a 7-foot guy, you know, but I got a little multi-poo, a little small dog, so.
How, like, yeah. Are you the kind that, like, you push a stroller? Where you carry the dog everywhere, or is the dog walking for itself? What are we talking about?
The dog definitely walks for itself, but you know, I'm a big animal lover. I got my dog. He got a couple custom like little hoodies that I put on him and stuff when he's at the house. And you know, I take care of the dog. I love that little dog. So,
what's the dog's name?
Vinny.
Vinny.
Yeah,
so,
Vinny.
All right, can we go on your socials? Does your dog appear anywhere on your Instagram or anything like
nah,
that?
My dog hasn't been posted nowhere, but I do got some good pictures and stuff of him on my phone, so.
Okay. All right, so here, yeah. Nate, let me just tell you. All right, so I've got three daughters, and, you know, we have a couple of dogs that are, like, small dogs. They're frou-frou dogs, right? And so my wife will be like, hey, can you pick up the dogs at the groomers? And if I do that, I tell the dogs, get down. I don't want anybody seeing the dog popping up in the side window of the car with a bow in its hair, you know. So does this dog get groomed, or give us an idea of how far this goes?
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff, I take it to the groomer. You know, I always, when he's in the car and it's wintertime, he'll be riding with me. He usually sits on my lap with his head out the window. He got his hoodie on. You know, it's pretty funny because I know, especially when I'm walking it, you know, I'm 7 foot. People are walking past me looking at me like I'm crazy walking a super small dog, and I'm such a big person, you know. But no, it's fun. I love having a dog. You know, it kind of just keeps company around the house, and you know, I'm not always by myself, so.
Right. Okay, but what happens when you have to travel, like when you go on a road trip for a week?
Yeah, my girlfriend watches it, or my sister. There's been times where my girl's gone on the road to watch us play, you know, when we're down in Vegas and stuff like that. So my sister, she goes to Salem, Corbin University up there in Salem.
Nice.
So if we need anybody, you know, she makes a little drive down, and we'll come pick up the dog, and she likes taking care of it and watching it, so.
Well, Nate Biddle, we learned something about you in this interview. We know why you're called Gator now. And we know that you've got a good heart because you got a little dog, and only a 7-foot guy with a good heart could have a little dog like that. So I appreciate you giving us your time. Now, are you in the training room right now, or you're right out of practice? What happens right after practice?
So after practice, you know, we got some food and stuff, so I ate. We had some tacos today in there, so I ate some tacos, and then I did my my recovery and treatment. And then, you know, I hopped on the phone right as I was walking out. Okay. So now I'm kind of just sitting in my car outside the arena, you know, staying warm. It's kind of cold out here in Eugene. So.
All right. You stay warm. Have a good day at class. And good luck in the game coming up on Saturday against Purdue. Nate Biddle, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. There he goes. Alligator. Nate Biddle. Steven, before we go to break, 7-foot guy with a frou-frou dog walking down the street. I will not shake that image of Nathan Biddle.
Some people may say that's a negative, you know, that you're soft. But I take it the other way. I think it's you're very comfortable with yourself. You're very strong. Yeah. You know yourself. You're comfortable, and I like it. I like the fact that he owns it. You know, he says the dog sticks his head out the window, you know, in the car. He goes groom. Like, he loves that little guy.
I got to ask Jackson Shellstead what he thinks of this dog situation. I think, though, part of it may be that maybe Nathan Biddle didn't pick the dog. Maybe the dog picked him, you know, because that happens. You know?
Or the girlfriend, maybe?
Or the girlfriend. Maybe the girlfriend played a role in picking this dog. Look, Oregon needs him healthy. He is obviously the shot blocker. He's the rim protector. He's had some really big games. He was instrumental in the win over Penn State, the win over Ohio State. That was a really good road trip to start Big Ten play for Dana Altman and the Ducks. There's people talking about Oregon like they could be a Sweet 16 or an Elite 8 team because they have Nathan Biddle and they've got Jackson Shellstead, and Dana Altman is kind of a problem in tournament play for other coaches. What are you looking for from this team? Because for me, it comes down to the other guys. It's health of Biddle, and then it's can they get the same type of step up that they got last year from some guys on the bench and some guys that were, I don't want to call them journeymen, but they were players you didn't expect to have huge tournaments, and Oregon went on a nice run with some of those guys.
It is funny that we can like journeyman is it's actual term now for college basketball because there's guys that have been at, you know, four or five schools. But no, you're right. It Biddle and Shellstead are the guys, and Shellstead's hit some big shots in Big Ten play that are clutch shots. You talk about Ohio State, he did it at Penn State as well. Those are tough places to play, and Shellstead hit, you know, the clutch shots that you need. Like, he's your closer, right? And so now you do need a guy like TJ Bamba, who's been around at Washington State, at Villanova. Now he's at Oregon. He's a guy that can really step up. He hasn't shot the ball well at all this season, 35% from the field. That's a guy that I would expect as time goes on, he gets a little more comfortable with his teammates. And that, I think, if you're looking for a guy to step up and be that third option, it's or fourth option maybe because they have Bartholomew, but I think Bamba's the guy that can take the big step going forward if you want to make that run in the NCAA tournament.
I am eager to see what Oregon does. And, of course, they're going to get tested in Big Ten play because it's teams like 17th-ranked Purdue coming to number 13 Oregon on Saturday. Then you look into the future, it's Oregon at Michigan. Michigan's a top 20 team. Michigan State is ranked 12th. You know, there's just going to be a lot of opportunities. Wisconsin's the top 25 team. A lot of opportunities for Dana Altman and Oregon to prove themselves. And then, of course, it won't be a Pac-12 tournament. It'll be a Big Ten tournament at the end of the rainbow in March. So we shall see. Leave it here.